He did pictures.
Okay, meeting is called 10712.
I don't know how to do that.
We have two requests for excuse absences. You may proceed.
Tell them who they are.
Alright.
Marianne Martinez and, David Britton have requested excused absences by email.
Okay, we didn't get an email from Deb Shafto, but I was talking to her this afternoon and she said she was having trouble working her computer. She's up with her son in New Jersey. And she said if it didn't get in, would I pass her request along verbally. So I'm putting her name out. Deb Shafto.
Somebody's got the two microphones on. Okay.
Shall I make a motion after we do roll call about excused absences?
No, just do it now.
Okay, I move that we excuse David Britton, Marianne Martinez, and Deb Shafto.
Okay.
Are there any objections?
Objection.
No objection.
So moved.
Okay, attendance? You want me to do attendance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Requires more toes.
Yeah, that extra two toes, well, I won't go into that. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you. David Britton. I don't think he's here.
Excuse.
Was he one of the ones?
He's excused.
Yeah, he's excused.
Britton, and who was the other one?
Marianne Martinez.
Marianne.
There's three, I think.
And Deb Shepard.
And Deb. Okay, we got it. Lillian Kerr.
Present.
Hey, thank you. Henry Faust.
Here.
Thought I saw you go by. Robert Gartner.
Here.
Thank you. Patrick Hoyt. Wally James.
Here.
Wally is 9765.
I am.
Oh, the phone number. Okay.
Okay.
Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Fully in costume. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. For Veterans Day.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
World War One hat.
Sean Kelly McPherson. Not here. Frank Pratka.
Present.
Oh yeah, that's good. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present.
Thank you. Jane Shidler.
Present.
Thank you. Sister Mama Sonia. Okay, my phone is doing something funny, but, William Stone, Bill Stone. You around, William? No. Cassandra Thibodeau.
Present.
Cassandra. Present. I'm gonna mess
you
up some
names.
You
can call me Cress.
That's Cress.
Yeah. Thank you.
It'd just be something else for me to forget. Richard Uzel, he's here. Mostly. Sandy Weinman still here?
Present.
Thank you. Ted Weisfield's here. Right?
Sure.
Thank you. Venetia Williams?
Present.
You sure that wasn't a pizza? Okay. Egberto Willie. And Susan Young.
Here. Let me say that Mac is traveling and he's going to try to call in.
Okay. You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Everyone has received a copy of the draft agenda twice, and it's been posted on KPFT. I will hear a motion to approve the agenda. as it was distributed.
So moved.
That doesn't require a second, does it?
No. Second.
Are there any objections to approving the agenda?
I have four additions
to
the agenda.
We amend the agenda prior to approval? Is that what you're saying, Ted?
It is.
Point of information. Are those additions to the agenda subject to vote?
Yes.
In other words, if there are objections, do we vote?
Yes. The chair has a rule that within 2 days of the meeting, you have to vote. Isn't that right?
So are we gonna vote on them one at a time? Ted, do you want to bring them forward one at a time, please?
Don't we have a motion on the floor?
This is amending.
The motion is to adopt the agenda, and the motion is to amend the agenda prior to adoption.
Okay.
I'm close. I may not be exactly on target, but I think I'm close. And anybody wants to correct me, please step right up. Ted, your move.
Okay, the first thing I would like to add to new business is the location of the meeting announcement on the website.
What?
I would like to add a motion to discuss the location of the meeting announcement on our website, kpft.org.
Object.
Why do we need a motion for that?
I still don't understand it. I'm sorry.
I'll explain if I might, but I think I need a second in order to even make my motion.
But I don't know what the motion is right now.
I don't know what it means.
Nobody knows what the motion means.
I'm so glad everybody is weighing in on a job that belongs to Jane, but okay.
Stop being smart.
I invited them because I don't understand.
I looked up tonight's meeting. I went to kpft.org and I had to scroll down a significant distance before I found the announcement of tonight's meeting. I am very concerned about the fact that the community is not involved in KPFT radio. And I'm talking about off the air and to build this radio station. And one way to do it is by making it easier for people to attend these meetings. You're not doing.
You're motivating. You're motivating.
I was just asked by the chair to explain what I was attempting to accomplish. And so that's what I've done.
Thank you. Explained it.
And yes, of course.
Okay.
I'm motivating it. That's what she told me to do.
Thank you.
Could I ask a question?
Can we just ask, with all these people talking out of turn?
Okay. Order, please. Stay with me. There's a motion on the floor. It is pending a second. We can't discuss it until it's seconded. Second.
Question.
We can now discuss the motion. Wait, Richard, do you have your hand up?
Yeah, question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How long have we been posting this same way and everybody being able to figure it out? Is it something like 20 years?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Madam Chair.
Susan.
And it's KPFTX, not KPFT.
But I, is I, it,
I'm sorry, I thought KPFTX was available, is that a website that, I guess that is available to the public, right?
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Been there 20 years.
Okay.
I object and request a vote on this.
I would like to speak to my motion.
I think that, give me a second. I'm trying to be as orderly as I can be under the circumstances. Susan, the motion has been made and seconded. The motion is under discussion. You're calling the question.
I am objecting.
You're asking.
So it's like the first thing is, are there any objections?
Thank you.
I object.
There is an objection.
The first thing is discussion.
Well, no,
we've discussed.
Is there any objection? Is the first thing.
Okay.
Hearing two objections, and the chair will hear entertain a motion to call the question.
The chair should engage in discussion now because there was an objection.
No, we're just putting it on the agenda if we approve it. We're not discussing.
We're voting whether or not to put it on the agenda.
Oh, new business.
Okay. This is a little confusing because of Zoom. These are not roll call votes, but this is an up or down question of whether or not to put Ted's motion on the agenda.
I second the chair's motion to call the question.
Mr. Secretary, let's call the question.
It's subject to a vote.
Yeah. You ready for me to call the vote?
Yes.
Okay.
What are we voting on?
Whether to put the thing on the agenda. Okay.
Calling the question.
No, just whether to put it on. That opens a whole nother can of worms. Teresa Allen.
Point of order.
No.
What is your point of order, Ted?
That Richard is dictating what we're voting on.
I'm trying to take the vote, Ted. I get to do a little dictating here.
We called the question, and Richard is taking the vote, which is what we have to do because of Zoom.
You cannot just call the question. Calling the question requires a two-thirds vote.
See, that's what I was talking about.
Okay.
So are we calling the question? May I vote?
We're voting to call the question.
What does that mean?
Yes.
What does that mean? I apologize.
Stop discussion. Are there any objections to calling the question?
Yeah.
One.
I get.
Two.
Gardner.
Okay. This is a call. That's why I said, Jane, it shouldn't have called the question.
Point of information.
That's all right. Man, I make those mistakes.
Richard's out of order.
I'm grumbling. Hush.
Bob has a question.
I think Richard was trying to say that calling the question is not a part of the current process. You had originally said, Jane, didn't you, that we're voting on whether or not to put Ted's motion on the agenda. I've never heard of that before, but
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time tonight.
Well, that's fine. I'm just trying to see how I can help clarify what we're doing right now.
Thank you.
And calling the question on this process, I think Richard alluded to, and Ted confirmed it, and I would go with that calling the question is not part of what we're trying to do here.
Point of right. Order.
Susan.
Calling the question has been moved and seconded. It requires a two-thirds vote.
We got to do it.
Madam Chairman, we get going with the vote on calling the question.
We could have done that without calling the question. Okay, here's the vote.
I know. Just,
here's
I'm
the vote.
Sorry.
Here's the vote. Here's the vote. Here's the vote. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. I want to call the question.
I apologize. Okay. I still don't know what what does that mean?
To cut out discussion.
Well.
And go on and ask for another roll call to do the actual vote.
On the addition to the agenda. Is that
yes.
what I'm understanding?
Yes.
So what we're trying to do now is halt any discussion, and then following on from this, then we'll actually vote on the proposed addition to the agenda.
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
David Britton.
He's absent.
He's absent. Right. Lillian Kerr.
Yes.
Yes. Adriana Castaneda, is she there? Henry Faust?
Yes.
Yes. Robert Gardner?
I hope yes is the right answer.
It's confusing. Yes.
Patrick Hoy? No, he's not here either. Wally James, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Wally James, yes. Who done missed? But... Oh, okay. Okay. Sean Kelly McPherson, are you around? No. Frank Pratka? I'm
yes.
just going to call your last name, Pratka, because we're going to
yes.
be doing this all night.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Thank you. Sabar Naratomi? Thank, Sabar Naratomi? Is Nancy here?
I heard yes. What are we voting on? Are we voting? What does yes mean?
It means calling the question to whether or not Ted gets his thing on the
oh.
agenda.
That's not correct.
Come on, Nancy.
Oh, so no discussion, right? That means no discussion. Just
this
calling
is not
the
a
question.
Time to
We're voting
it.
On calling the question.
We're just putting it on the agenda. I'm not putting it on the agenda.
No, I'm asking, what are we voting? Calling oh, that question.
Chair, what did we vote? What does yes and no?
Yes is
okay.
That no.
We're good.
Okay. This is not no.
Yeah, I'm voting no.
Okay, you're voting no. Good. Thank you. Sister Mona Sonia, are you here? Bill Stone? Stone? Should just say so. Thibodeau?
I am here, and I was a little confused with we're voting yes to possibly talk about. Can you?
No, that's to end the talk and get on with the vote. We're going to come right
okay.
back and do another
well,
vote.
Yeah, let's get on
and
with
the drag vote. Drag this out as long as we can, though. You know. This is...
oh,
you want me to come
no.
back to you? You want me to come back?
She
to
said
you?
Yes. She said
yeah.
yes.
I said yes.
Okay,
I
thank you, yes. Richard, yes.
That was not clear.
Sandy Weinman, thank you. Sandy Weinman?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Weiskel?
No.
Thank you. Williams?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Willies? Young?
Yes.
Yes.
You skipped me.
Who did I miss?
Mike Lewis, yes.
Oh, Sean Kelly.
And Sean Kelly McPherson.
Is he here?
Yes.
I apologize for my tardiness. Yes, I am here.
Okay, you'll regret it. I'm sorry.
Do you vote yes to call the question, Matt?
I'm always curious about the question, yes.
All right, 13, appropriate number there for, and 1, 2 no's. 13, yes, and 13. Okay, that calls the question, so now we get to vote.
Okay.
That's why you shouldn't call the question, you should just...
Point of order.
Enough.
Point of information.
Okay. Point of order. Madam.
The question, Sean, just 1 second, Ted, I hear you. Sean, we're just to catch you up. Ted has proposed an addition to new business to discuss the placement of information on the KPFT website.
and we're discussing whether or not to put it on the agenda.
Catch up. Thank you.
Okay, you're caught up. Ted.
We just voted to cease debate, and then Richard came on right behind us and gave...
Oh, is my microphone on?
He's now out of order again. Just because the secretary does not give him the right to talk out of
order. That's true.
Orders of the day.
I thought my microphone was out of order.
Orders of the day.
Let's move to the vote. Thank you, Ted.
Okay. This is whether to put Ted's motion on the agenda. Teresa Allen.
No.
No. Care.
No.
No. Faust.
No.
Did Adriana arrive? No. Robert Gardner.
Yes.
Yes. Wally James.
No.
No. Mike Lewis.
No.
No. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Abstain.
Pratka.
No.
No. Sabar Naratomi.
Sabar Naratomi says yes.
Yes, thank you. I didn't get Jane last time. Sister Mama Sonia, are you here? No. Bill Stone's not here. Oh, okay. Thibodeau, this is for the motion.
No.
What was that? Was it a no? Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Uzel, no. Weinman? Weinman? Missing in action.
Sorry. I have a bit of an emergency going on here, Richard.
Uh-oh.
Dead air. That's been dead air for a long time, the FM.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to pass on this or you want to vote?
I'm passing. Thank you.
Okay.
In fact, I've got to get back to what I'm doing here, trying to get this back on air.
Okay. You can vote real quick.
He said pass.
I know he said
Okay, abstain. I abstain, thank Richard. You. Thank you.
Thank you. Shoot, dog. Weisgill.
Yes.
Yes. Williams.
No.
No. Egberto, Young.
No.
Ken.
You need to ask Jane, right?
Oh, I probably do. Jane, you want to vote on this? I didn't let you vote the last time.
No, you're just not going to let me vote, and it's okay.
No. Go, let's go.
No. No.
No, okay.
Point of information.
Quickly.
When I or anyone else is making a point of order, is it appropriate for another member to say call for the orders of the day? Are they allowed to interrupt a point of order?
Sure. Okay, I'm going to interrupt the point of order or question about point of order and say that motion was defeated 11-2-2.
The answer to your question, Ted, is I don't know off the top of my head. I would like to go to the second of your proposals.
Chair, I think that was a incorrect count because I count at least three yeses.
What did I get? I missed you. You're right. It was three.
Thank you, Nancy. Ted, the second of your requests?
I would like to add the location of our next meeting and I would like to know who the membership will be and if it is going to be a meeting where we are going to conduct elections. I raise all of this because of the fact that I think there's a court order that Pacifica does not have to have elections in the coming year, and we are not addressing that at all. I presume December is the month when we elect officers for the coming year, and none of that is before us.
I am not convinced that it's appropriate for the LSB to discuss that at this time. We are waiting for instructions from the PNB. Am I correct, Susan?
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Susan, but any of the other, Teresa, anybody can chime in here.
I agree.
That is not something for the LSB to address at this time.
That is correct.
Thank you. That's my understanding. Do you have anything else, Ted? Go ahead. You have number three.
I've got Sister Mama Sonia trying to join the call, and I'm trying to help her, so I'm going to blow off the others.
Thank you. Okay. The motion to approve the agenda was seconded before these suggestions were brought forward. The motion to approve the agenda is open on the floor. Is there any objection to approving the agenda with the addition of, no, we don't. Right.
We have no objections.
Okay. No objection. Mr. Secretary, we have no objection to approving the agenda. Your minutes were distributed. Were there any additions?
I would like to move the approval of, minutes from September the 14th.
Second.
From October 12th. Well, we didn't have a meeting on, well, yeah, we had a meeting on October 12th, didn't we?
Yeah. They'll come up
October
next.
October 12th, not September.
That's right. Next.
Isn't it?
What?
The minutes were from October.
Yeah, last month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, okay. Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Waiting for a motion to, the motion has been made to approve the minutes. Hearing
and
no
seconded.
Objections, the minutes are approved.
Are there any objections? That's all you had to say first.
I think I said that. Finally, I finally got to that. Thank you.
I'm sorry, y'all.
No, I need your help, Niecy. I am.
It's
just 7:41
and we're still on agenda.
Yeah. Okay.
Now we on minutes. Enough.
Staff recognitions. Anybody? Susan?
There are too many recognitions. Teresa, why don't you go first?
Go ahead.
I would like to thank Arnie Arneson. Her show is at 5 a.m. and I've been getting up early so I could open the polls. So I get to work at 6, so I got to hear Arnie Arneson. And it's an amazing service of that program provided for free to KPFT listeners. And I highly recommend it to everyone. It's just superb analysis. She's an amazing guest and free. Thank you.
Anybody else for staff recognition? Susan?
Yes. Everybody, all of the programmers who really worked very hard to bring in the memberships and the revenues. Sandy was basically on the air helping them almost the entire time. Robin works very hard during all of this. So, I mean, we had an extraordinarily successful fund drive. It wasn't a goal, but it's higher than it's been by quite a ways. And I think we need to thank all the people who bring us.
Mm-hmm. And
And if nobody else is going to say it, I said it to Sandy. Sandy is doing the work of at least three full-time people. And I said to him, you know, he's interim general manager. He's also acting as interim general contractor and getting the building together and, just being on the job wherever things are wanted and needed and being on call to the board and to the listeners and everybody else. So shout out to Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Okay. Anything else on staff recognition? Okay. Sandy.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Ted.
Sister Mama Sonia just called me to request an excused absence because she was at the polls until very late last night as well as all day today, and she's lost it. She's wasted, I should say. Yeah. So she would like also item 8I on tonight's agenda to be removed from that, from the agenda.
We'll deal with that agenda item when we get to it.
I second recognizing Sister Mama Sonia's excused absence.
Added to the excused absences, Mr. Secretary.
Is there any objection?
Are there any objections?
Thank you.
Moving right along, Sandy.
Thank you. I hope you can hear me okay. First thing that happened after I connected by Zoom is I'm going through a Windows update. And an hour later, I'm almost back on my PC. This is a crummy little iPad, so bear with me. So as was mentioned, first let me start by saying it's been 47 days since our first day of broadcast. Back on September 24th. To me, it seems like that was 5 years ago for all intents and purposes. We've all been working very hard, long hours, and we're making progress. It's two steps up, one step back. As somebody mentioned right now, I may get distracted. We've had dead air for a little while. Apparently, Mo's in the studio trying to get things configured, and something went down. I don't know what. He's working on it. He's got manufacturer's help on the phone, so to speak. So he'll get it solved, but it's that kind of thing. There's a lot of things that make one digress during the day. But I digress now. The last fund drive, the October fund drive, traditionally our biggest fund drive of the year. I think they're all going to be pretty level if I don't miss my guess. The goal was $150,000. We finished the drive at $119,733. Of that, about $20,000 was money that was sustainer renewals. So when we count pledge drive dollars during a pledge drive, we look at sustaining members on their anniversary, that being the month of the anniversary. Perhaps they started it last year. They have not canceled. So we account for another year's income. It's like they just made that sustaining pledge again. It's a renewal. So $20,000 of that was renewal. The two music shows that dominate Monday to Fridays, Daylight Hours, Rourke Smith's Wide Open Spaces, and Susan Darrow's Board of Radio, both on 5 days a week. I think I said a few times that at Fun Drive, we are a cult of personality. We give to who we like. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like Rourke and a lot of people like Susan, as it turns out. Of the $120,000, approximately, and I don't have the exact number, $35,000 was raised between Rourke and Susan, perhaps a little bit more.
Wow.
So hats off to the both of them and to everybody else that worked really hard to make their goals. Special mention to Nuri.
Thank you.
My blood pressure just went down, Otis. Thank you. All right, that's a good thing. That's a real good thing, folks. So reaching that near $120,000 will afford us enough leash, according to Mark Keisha, to get to February, providing that our silent drive in December, Giving Tuesday, work out reasonably well as they did last year. So that's a really good thing. We all get a little bit of a break from pitching. We've been doing this every other month. It seems like forever. And I think that's being well received by volunteer staff. During the last few weeks, while we've been operating, we've been up again 47 days. We've trained a total of 13 people coming through. They're in our little rotating program. Stuart Nance, Corey, the list goes on. I've given you some names or some information in my report. They're working very hard. They come in and engineer the morning talk show, the midday talk show, the election special we did last night. They're on the board. They're the phone screeners. And that permits Howard and I to go home at maybe 6, 7 o'clock instead of hanging out till 9 o'clock. After getting there, in Howard's case, usually around 6:30 in the morning. My case, I come in a little later, but I stay later too. So we're starting to flesh out our volunteer staff, and we hope to keep adding to that at a pace that we can only get so many people in that room at once, and we have got very anxious volunteers at that. As I said, Mo Thomas is here. We did a lot of work just yesterday. We had a whole studio full of people moving furniture around. That studio looks a whole lot different than it did the day before and will look very different again by the end of the week. Mo brought down consoles and other items for installation that we were waiting on from Washington, D.C. this trip. But when he leaves, we'll have a nearly full functional Wheatstone board. And the studio will be simplified for operations and more friendly to programmers and those that have to be trained to do community media. A couple of community events in the past month. Rocktoberfest was held at Cottonwood. I don't think that netted very much. They were asking for donations at the door instead of a door fee. I think that it was mentioned they collected $236. I've got to go collect the check. We also had a day for Guy Clark. Centric to this was Dwayne Bradley's son, Sean, also the musicians behind it, Matt Harlan, and everybody else, Jimmy Pizzatola. The whole group was out there performing Guy Clark songs and at the Continental Club in the backyard, and I stopped by, and I was told that the attendance was at or over 100. And there was a really nice crowd out there, very family friendly. It was a good thing to see. So those community events were welcome, good publicity. But again, we're working so hard on the studio that sometimes it's very difficult to slow down just to get the afternoon off. So that's about what I got. It was a pretty good month. And this month, I think we're going to be trying to finish up studio items, keep moving forward on that, and do a good review of this last fund drive, what worked, what didn't work, and try to get some good coaching in with programmers, producers, and see if we can do a little bit better next time. 80% is decent, 100% is better. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions anybody might have. Thank you.
Looks like Mac, do you have a question, or are you just waving your hand? You're muted.
I have no questions. I'm sorry if I was okay. Randomly gesticulating.
Any other questions? Any questions for the GM, Ted?
Really like to wait. I've talked quite a bit. If others have a desire to speak, I'd prefer waiting.
I would like to say something.
But Teresa?
Sandy, I'm assuming that you are constantly having someone review the appearance of our website, so it's easy to find what people want to find on our website. And I think that was the point of Ted's motion or attempt to put something on the agenda. I was looking over some of the past emails that you have sent, and I think it was in January of 2022, you said tangible goals that contribute to the betterment of KPFT and Pacifica must be our focus. And I think that your work demonstrates that you really have kept that your focus. So we thank you very much for your very hard work. I'm looking at the calendar. I think it's a very good mix and a very good start. And I know that you're looking at what money each show is bringing in. You're looking at how many people are listening to each show. You're trying to set things up so we can do, visuals. And you're working with people like Egberto trying to figure it out. And I thank you. So I hope to be of better assistance to you in the future.
Thank you, Teresa.
Somebody's got a phone. I heard another voice just as Teresa was speaking. Where
am I? Nancy, question.
Nancy, thank you.
Yes. Sandy, will there be a telephone, for HD2?
Hello? When you say telephone, you mean like 5738 in the HD1? There'll be a telephone, yes. Okay.
I mean, there used to be an HD2 telephone so they could take telephone calls. It was different. I have the number somewhere, but anyway. Will we have in the future?
There's a way. We have, everything's digital, Nancy, and it's directable through a handset. So the phone in one studio could be the phone in the other studio. It could be a shared resource. Now, that may get confusing for a call-in show. So I got to get and see how all this works, but there are options.
It's not a separate telephone number then.
Not necessarily. No, it could be an option like three to hit press three for our HD, HD2, right?
You could get
something like that rigged up. I'm pretty sure. And I apologize, but I haven't even gotten that far in our thinking. We have so let me just also expand since you brought up telephones. We are paying, I'm twice. Okay, I'm going to get off this iPad here, folks. Sorry, give me a second here. Yeah, hang on.
While he's doing that, I want to advise everyone that it is 7:56 and our public comment starts in 4 minutes. Yeah, so.
Okay. All right. I should be connecting through my PC, I hope. I should be connecting through my PC, so sorry about that. Okay. So speaking of telephones, we have a 12-line telephone system that was ordered for the 4000 number. We have 3 handsets deployed in the whole building right now. So again, I'm working on that kind of thing still. Okay. We finally got organized enough to figure out where the phones need to go. Now we got to get cables to them. So sorry. I took up a little bit of your time. Go ahead.
Oh, and I wanted to know how many shows do we have that are on, at the same time, like maybe Facebook Live or YouTube Live? Like virtual at 12 noon show, he was saying today that, he was conversing with a person that was, watching it on live somewhere,
Egberto also streams his show over YouTube or some other means, and a few people log on and join him. That's what he was referring to. That wasn't a KPFT authorized stream, or did we set that up? That's all Egberto. He actually does that 5 days a week, Nancy. So he comes down to KPFT Rodrigo, and does it there 3 days.
Yeah, and Rodrigo is also doing that for Nuestra Palabra. I just wondered if some of the other shows were doing it too, if you knew.
because that's wonderful.
The character well, we has have, a whole YouTube channel.
We have streaming cameras. They're Mevo, M-E-V-O cameras. They're wireless USB cameras that were purchased by John Amella for the installation. And we have them. We just have to mount them. We're about to start mounting on the wall a lot of equipment. And we've been holding off doing any of it until we're ready to do all of it. Because once you start mounting into shiplap, which is the construction of the building, it really is a pretty permanent, rugged mount. So if you get it right the first time, you won't have a lot of holes in the wall.
And I was wondering if the control room is, what did y'all pad the walls? I mean, like burlap or cushion or is it just hardwood or?
I wish it were burlap. That would remind me so much of Lovett. We have Oralex in the air, in the sound studio that's hung, which has actually provided a pretty good deadening of otherwise yes. very resonant spaces. So it's doing its job. But we've yet to really finalize the design of that air studio room. As it turns out, there's an acoustic sweet spot. No kidding, right? And if we talk in that spot, we're going to get a better sound on the air. So there are things that we're considering before we make a final arrangement of furniture here. But it's set up and
okay,
yes.
Okay, I was just wondering about the padding on the walls to make the sound,
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's called Oralex.
Oralex.
Yes.
Okay, it has not come yet or you're doing now or you need help to stitch that or?
It's not quite that eloquent. Roger Taus of Bonan Island Sound came in, showed us how to mount the Oralex on cardboard sheets, and you simply staple the cardboard sheets to the wall. That's it. Done and done.
Okay? Sandy, I apologize. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8 o'clock. We are prepared to start our community, our public comment section. And I would remind everyone currently on this meeting who is on the board that we are not to engage with the callers and during the public comment. We smile and welcome all public comments. And we're waiting for the first call and I'm going to need some help here. I'm going to need some technical help. I think Otis is helping me. Because I can't always see calls when they come in. Tom,
Captain,
do you have
Tom,
your hand up?
Captain Tom?
You have your hand up?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, I do. First of all, I'd like to address the issue of all volunteers participating in at the radio station. I see that we still have security issues. And what my question is when all volunteers are going to be able to go to the station and pull their weight. Only certain people right now are allowed in the station, and I feel it is not fair for, you know, all the volunteers. I mean, I don't have a problem being at home and being comfortable producing my shows. However, you know, once in a while, I'd like to pull a little weight in the radio station. That's number one. Number two, we're still having, we're still having technical issues with the station. We need to be up to snuff. And I feel it necessary that if any help is needed, I am more than happy to oblige. Madam Chair, that is all I have at this time.
Are there any other callers for public comment? This might be a quiet 28 minutes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a suggestion. If yes, there ma'am. Are no objections for those who were, you know, but currently kind of on the screen and listening in, that we go back to the business of the board, and that at such time that somebody from the public requests to speak, we break from that business at that time.
I need a technical monitor to help with that. And yes, Susan, I think it's a great idea. Are there any objections?
I would like to just addend what she just said and go back to Q&A with our general manager.
Is he still here? There he is. Moving the point of the previous agenda item, are there any objections to reverting to the to finishing Q&A rather than going to the next agenda item? Sandy, do you have anything else? Do you want to take any more questions?
Certainly. No problem.
Do you have a question, Ted?
I have a few. I wrote you a question about 6 o'clock tonight, and I hope you've had a chance to read it. If not, I'll share it with everyone and you, and maybe you can either answer it tonight or next time. But I would like to know if you have a record of PSAs that have aired that are promoting things related to elections, whether it's our regularly scheduled programs like Democracy Now and all the other shows that air early in the morning, whether it's specials, are we giving those shows the additional hype that will help to draw audience to them? That is my question. Do you have a record of that, and can you share that with us?
If a PSA is played through the automation system, it keeps logs, okay? If a PSA is played through the studio, there's only the audio record of that, to my knowledge. Unless the piece of software we use called Radio DJ, or Clip Player as we have dubbed it, keeps those records somewhere. But I'm not familiar with that, Ted. Don't know. But the automation system records, they're there. Howard would have to stop and process your specific request, and he's pretty busy, so it might take a bit, but it can be done. In fact, you raise an interesting point, because as we begin to accept underwriting announcements, we're going to have to show a readout or proof to those people that are underwriting KPFT. So that's part of the contract that we enter into. And so to be certain, those would be logged in the automation system. Now, any particular PSA you might be referring to about elections, I don't know. You have to be far more specific than that, okay? I don't know. If you're just talking by topic, it doesn't sort by topic. It sorts by file number.
There was a special, both local and national, regarding the election yesterday. Do you have any idea how many times preceding those programs they were announced on the air? If at all. Do you know if they were announced at all?
Well, I know they were announced by live DJs, yes. Okay. There was, I believe, Howard, and I don't know if Howard recorded a PSA or not. I think he did. I think he went ahead and did that. And again, if it went out by, if it went out over the automation system, there would be a log. So that's water. That was yesterday. We're about today and tomorrow.
Well, yeah, there are going to be other elections. It looks like there's going to be a runoff in the state of Georgia. I wonder if we're going to give that additional and special attention.
Maybe you want to be on the spot reporter there, Ted. Just take off and drive on over, volunteer.
Well, I will come to that in just a moment. I do want it pointed out that the bylaws of this organization say that there is supposed to be a record kept of announcements of this meeting and how people can participate. Do you have any idea if any advance notice of this meeting tonight, and more importantly, since as you said, it's water under the bridge, do you have any idea about next month? Will these meetings be announced as the bylaws call for them to be?
If the board supplies a PSA, it will be played. And I've had that discussion with the chair, and she's going to go ahead and record a PSA and supply it. Second Wednesday of the month, 7 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's, you know, we'll go ahead and run it. But, Ted, there really hasn't been time to record a lot of PSAs, my friend. There haven't been a lot of time for anything. You heard tonight we had a few minutes of dead air. Mo Thomas is down there now trying to kick that thing to get it to run the way it's supposed to. And you're worried about a log of PSAs for something that happened yesterday. We're just trying to get to tomorrow and have this thing running when Steve Hunter gets there at 8 a.m. It might take all night.
I would like to read to you and the board what I wrote to you earlier this evening. Oh. You asked us to step up, and here's what I've asked you. I would like to know what kind of public affairs programming you would be comfortable with. Specifically, I'm interested in having a team of people reach out to progressive politicians and labor leaders. Before they do, I'd like to know if you're receptive to the idea. If you are you open to the full range of programming concepts, short reports, 2 minutes or less, to 3-hour call-in shows, or are there limits to what you'd like? In the past, we've had a labor show. I don't know if we've had people like Lena Hidalgo, Sylvester Turner, and others, but that's what I have in mind. This could be a wild goose chase without knowing where you're coming from. And then I say I plan to address this at tonight's meeting, and I hope you can be prepared for an answer. Oh,
I'm not prepared to answer that during this meeting. So that's my answer. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a designated, it's only 8:10, and this is our designated time. And I took Ted's suggestion seriously. And at the same time, I want to share with you that I feel uncomfortable. I'm surprised that we're not having calls from the public. I'm surprised that some of the people, some of the members of the public that are listening to this meeting are not speaking up, and that's okay. I just feel a little uncomfortable. Is that just my inherent upbringing guilt, or Teresa, are you going to absolve me? You're muted. You're muted, Teresa. Thanks, Mac.
Okay, sorry. I said you may have been raised Catholic. There's no need to feel guilt about that. I know we're all putting in a lot of extra time. And I would just say that I'm hoping that sometime soon that on our website there will be a survey of some sort, mm-hmm. so that we can gather information from people that would like to offer suggestions on all kinds of things. So I'm asking Sandy if that can be done sometime fairly soon. I know that maybe, I guess, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, there was a survey on the website. And we can do a little PSA or promo and tell people that they can go to that site and, you know, go do a survey on the website about all kinds of things. People can always email us at lsb@kpft.org, and it gets our attention. Mm-hmm. Sometimes maybe too much of our attention. So I'm not feeling bad that we don't have a lot of people. When I think about other nonprofits, the Museum of Natural Science, the Fine Arts Museum, ballet companies, the theater, you know, do they really sweat over people not attending their board meetings? And I don't think that's true. I think they, why do you say yes? Why are you nodding your head, Mike?
Because, you need to have the public get involved and you need to have the money coming in. Cause when you have an organization and people stop coming to meetings, they stop donating, then you've got a problem going on.
Well, I guess I'd like to have maybe Susan Young weigh in on that. She's been involved in several nonprofits. I don't think it's unhealthy that we don't have a lot of people lined up to complain about a variety of things at every board meeting.
I'm not talking about complaining. I'm talking about getting involved and trying to work and do positive things for the station. When you have fewer complaints and you have more money coming in, then it looks like you're doing something right.
Well, I agree with that. I think that we can encourage participation, not only on our facilities committee, on our development committee, in our programming. And if each of our volunteers is constantly soliciting more volunteers to assist and people are taking on various projects and getting along with, you know, with whatever volunteer recruited them. And we used to have a person that was in charge of membership and also kind of working with volunteers. As long as we're praising our volunteers and helping them find ways that they can contribute, I think we're a healthy organization. I'm not going to sweat the fact that we don't have 15 people lined up at this individual meeting. Because I think we can get input from the community in a variety of ways.
I would like to speak to that. A number of people have their hands up.
Susan, you had your hand up.
Yeah. We're community radio. And we need to be permeable with the community. We have volunteer programmers who are extraordinary. We have committees that are more or less active. We had COVID knock us all for a loop and no location for people to meet, knock us for a loop. And that still is the context in which we are operating. There are several things about volunteers. One, they need to be trained and managed. Having somebody just walk in and say, I've got great ideas, can be disruptive rather than helpful. When there are things like surveys or when people sign up to volunteer, have to sign something and submit it. And no one responds to you, it's insulting and it discourages further participation. With a survey needs to be well designed, it needs to be promoted, and then it needs to be assessed, analyzed, and for there to be feedback that comes from it. I personally think that those who attend these board meetings are not the general public at all. And very few of them are really the people, the vast majority of people who listen. I think it is meetings geeks who are real intent on the Robert's rules and the bylaws and, you know, inserting themselves into management and sounding important and blah, blah, blah. I think that there are some people who come who have really important things to say, but I think it is a very, very small group, and it's not something that the general public cares about, and I don't think it has virtually anything to do with how much money we raise. That's my opinion.
Before I get back to Ted, I'm not telling him anything. He's already spoken several times tonight. We'll get back around to you, Ted. Mr. Thompson, do you have your hand up?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, please proceed. Yeah,
I'm a stranger here. I was invited to check in and right off this evening, there was a movement to add to the agenda something about posting of the meetings on the website. So I haven't been to the website. I went to the website. And unless I was at this meeting and heard the comments about it being ill-placed, I too wouldn't even be able to see on the website that y'all are having a meeting. It just says KPFT local station board. It doesn't say it's a meeting. When you read down, it does mention teleconference. But I mean, so I'm thinking some work needs to be done on that to let people know. And I'm also surprised. I mean, I'm 100 and some odd years old, but I mean, I'm also surprised that there's not a group of younger people involved with the organization.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to complain or anything. I just wanted to make that comment. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else with their hand up that I can't see? Is that Richard with your hand up? Oh, Nisi, you have your hand up. You haven't spoken yet.
Who was that that just spoke and said the female person? You hit the nail on the head. The people that are always complaining on this board, talking about what the public wants, what you fail to realize is that the public does not want to come to a meeting and hear people arguing and fussing and fighting all the time. And it is exactly what happens at every LSB meeting. We have seriously been trying to get, I know when I was chair, I tried to get you guys out of there. I did for the most part, but you still have several people, like she said, who come to the meeting, whatever title she gave them, they want to hear themselves talk. They want to blah, 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 blah all through the meeting. Half of the stuff I've heard tonight is not the LSB meeting is not the place for it. There's something wrong with the website. Take it to the website designer. Who is that? I don't know who it is. But to sit up and talk about that for 30 minutes in an LSB meeting, no. That's just a waste of time. And when are you guys going to understand that is the problem? That is the single most problem. You got to get out of your own sales way. Stop thinking that, oh, well, we know and we should have a PSA. We know all of that. You think that we don't know that the PSA should be running? How many people are getting paid at KPFT right now? One or two? But you want to keep saying what needs to be done. We don't have a staff. The best that you can do is get out and go raise the money so that we can staff up again so we can give these people positions. That includes interns.
Yes.
The problem is you don't have anybody to run these positions and you keep coming here fussing about, well, this is not being done and that's not being, because there's nobody to do it.
Right.
And when people volunteer to do something, let me just give you an example. Me.
Amen.
Two summers ago, I said, I will be your program director for the next 3 months. When school was out, May 31st to September 1st. Use me while you can. I will give you those 3 months. But you guys, y'all ignored that. Oh, we're not going to give that to Nisi to do. No, mind you that I have the credentials, the qualifications, and the award to hold, to do that. But no, oh no, you just ignore me. 3 months of free labor. Now, if I had been getting paid what I should be getting paid, that's a whole different story. But I wasn't. I volunteered my time to do it. I don't need no training to do it. I've done it. I've won awards for it. But no, you want to have your own little posse who you want to run things. And when somebody branches out and says, hey, I will do this. I told you 3 months. That's all I had to give you at that time was 3 months at a full-time capacity to get the programming together. But you ignore it. That is the problem. And I'm kind of done with that right now. But I heard her say when she would, whatever she said was A plus 100% right on target. Most of you guys, you don't know what the community wants.
Nope.
You really don't know what they want. You know what you want, but you don't know what the community wants.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you. Well said. Absolutely. Richard, Venetia, can I move on?
Oh, yes. Let me put my hand down.
Thank you. Thank you. That was well said.
We needed to hear that. We always need to be reminded.